or if he couples the expression of Dan Mucho with the expression of Shalitei Moch, or Mufrasni Mucho, he says Mufrasni Mucho Shaneich Moch, or he says Mufrasni Mucho Shalitei Moch, or he says Murkan Mucho Shaneich Moch, or he says Murkan Mucho Shalitei Moch, then he is Osa. Then he Osa. Mitzad Yad. Now, there are two Gerses. One Gerse is Shaneich Moch, Mudal Mucho Shaneich Moch, and another Gerse is Mudal Mucho Shaneich Moch, with the Yud. Now, so, Kavakive or Yachiche Bozalach. Now, the Gemara says that there is a Hasura Machsera in this Mishnah, because the Mishnah explains Mudal Mucho, Mufrasni Mucho, Mukhan Mucho, Shaneich Moch, Shanetei Moch. This is explanatory of Yodis. So the Mishnah should mention Yodis in Yom Kedorim. So it's Hasura Machsera. There is something missing. So in other words, so the Mishnah should read. So there are two Mishnahs in the Gemara. In the Ukimta of the Mishnah, there is no Nachkimin on the day. But in the Ukimta of the Mishnah, there are two Mishnahs. According to the first portion, so the Mishnah says, Kol Kinuyin Idorim, Kindorim, Ubiyodis Nidorim, Kindorim, Uchomim Kechomim, Ushmuyis Kishmuyis, Unziris Kinziris. So in other words, Kinuyin Idorim is mentioned first, and then Yodis Nidorim. That is missing is mentioned. So Kol Kinuyin Idorim Kindorim, Biyodis Nidorim Kindorim. And then the Mishnah proceeds to explain Yodis, because Mutal Mucho, Shaneich Moch, so that is Yodis. What is Yodis? Yodis means an incomplete statement. An incomplete statement. Another word. So he didn't say Mutal Mucho, Shaneich Moch Yekiko. He didn't say, if he had said Mutal Mucho, Shema Shaneich Moch, Yekikom, so then it's in a gomel. But he didn't say Yekikom. He didn't say Yekikom. Or he didn't say, even he didn't even say Mudam Mukhoshani Chaloch Yos. Even that he didn't say. He just said Mudam Mukhoshani Chaloch. Mudam Mukhoshani. I vowed from you. I respect whatever I eat. What does it mean? I am vowed. I am under a vow in respect to everything I eat. So what? In other words, that everything that I eat should be awesome. Or should be like a call. Should be a call. But he didn't say it. So it's an incomplete statement. That's Yodis. So the definition of Yodis is an incomplete statement. Now, then there is a machlekes between the Ran and the Rambam, a very fundamental machlekes. The machlekes is on the base, but it's negated this Mishnah here. It's negated the two Gersoids, whether the Gersi is Mudar Nimcho, Sha'ani Echiloch, or the Gersi is Mudar Nimcho, She'ein Echiloch. There is a machlekes between the Ran and the Rambam. Now, Neder is a Nisachet. Neder is a Nisachet. That's the fundamental Yisod of Nidor. It's a Nisachet. That means he asserts the hefze. He asserts the hefze upon himself. If I say, Kenen kikar zeolai, that this kikar, this loaf of bread, should be also upon me, so he asserts the hefze. Asserts the hefze. Shmui is in his account. When one says, Shmur shaloichel kikar ze, so he asserts himself. He asserts himself that he should be forbidden to eat the kikar. Not that the kikar should become also. Not the kikar should be karasa. So Mele, as a corollary to this fundamental principle that neder is an echsachevtze, so it follows that neder can only be formulated b'sheval taisi, not b'kumbase. In other words, you can asa the kikar, but you cannot obligate yourself to eat the kikar b'neder. Shvui is an isagavre. So since the obligation is incumbent upon the Gavre, there is no Chalishem, Iser and Hefze, so Mele Shmue can be taken either way, either Bishem al Taise in a negative way, Shmue Shalom Yechol Kikaze, or Shmue Shalom Kikaze. It's Bein Bishem al Taise in a negative way, and Bein Bikum Vase in an affirmative way. But Neder, being an Iser Hefze, so it can only be taken can in a negative way, Michelle Tais, but not in an affirmative way, people must say, because if I say it, Kikyaze, Neder Sheikh or Kikyaze, so that's the Kumbase. The reason why Misachev, it's on the contrary. He obligates himself to eat. So because of that, of course, there is the Rosh Gemara that give on the base. When the Gemara says, Be Shleime Bar Yachdim Dor Mishkat, Ki Gein Du, Ki Noma, Ki Kazu, Eichel Ve Lolof. Eilo Mishal Yachdim Bore, Yisar Abdiwe Gerz Ekashi, Vitzor Chiyu, Dor Neda Bekum Vaseh Ve Mishkat Asmo, Lichol Neda Hu Shei Sechei Vetzolo. ובנדע של איכיו, סביר לך מפוסקים דעמיית, לכבנו של עשר המייכל, אבל מיד על עשי סמייס, הוא משכח לו, ואני שם יהיה ירינה. But, if you look up to the Kisei Prim, and if you look up in the Shidu Kobetzes, and Idorim, so you will see that so many Rishim in the Shidu Kobetzes have another Gilsi, in the Gemara. Just one word, more, Rishli Yval Yachod in Idorim, משכח לו, כי דין דומה, כי כרזו לא יהיה איכיו, ויוכל. I mean, according to this girl says, so of course it's difficult, but this kasha is a very strong kasha. Anyway, this is it. This is an established principle that neder cannot be taken by kumvasa. You cannot take a neder in an affirmative way. Shvui you can, because it's in Zagar. So you can take a shvui. Shvui shalom yechol tigaze. And you can take a shvui, shvui sheyechol tigaze. But neder being in Zahavtze, so it can only be taken in a negative way. Bishav al-Taisi, not be kumvasim. Not be kumvasim. Whether midrabono or neda is chal, be kumvasim, that's another question, it's not our idea. But certainly midraise, it goes without saying. Certainly midraise, there couldn't be neda, be kumvasim, except certain, another category of nidorim. Like it's okay, or may I come in some shame that a mitzvah is also comes within the category of the Hekesh, whatever it is. But Rishus, Bikum Vasei, Midaraisa definitely is not Chal. Shmue is Chal Bikum Vasei. Now, so Neder is in Isachet. Then there is a machleket between the Ram and the Ramban. Now, since Neder is in Isachet, so the Ram Shitting is that even if the Neder is in a negative way, but it has to be formulated properly. When is it Chal? If he says, Kikyaze or Selah. But if he says, Neder Shalu Yeichel Kikyaze, he formulates it in the motion of Shue, of Gavre, so it's not Chal. That's the Ramchi. The Ramchi is that it is Chal. Even though Neder is in Isachevze, and he didn't say it, Kikyaze or Selah, he says, Neder Shalu Yeichel Kikyaze. So it's Chal Mitam Yomis. It's Chal Mitam Yomis. Now, so the Ram is certainly not difficult. Why doesn't the Ram say that it's Chal Mitam Yomis? Because the Ram holds that when is a child to apply the principle of Yomis, only when you started to say it. You didn't complete it. But if you formulate it, you see there is a difference between a wrong formulation and an incomplete formulation. When is it your days? If it wasn't wrongfully formulated, but it just incomplete, you didn't complete a statement. He says, you didn't complete a statement. But let's say like, Mudan Mucho, Shaneich Loch, and he didn't say Mudan Mucho, Shaneich Loch, Yekor, or Mudan Mucho, Shaneich Loch, Yosef. So then, it wasn't wrongfully formulated, he didn't finish it. So then, it's considered as if he completed the statement. But when he formulates a neder, which in its essence is an isachevtze, when he formulates it in the lotion of gavre, so it's wrongfully formulated, and we cannot reformulate, we are not at liberty to reformulate his neder. We have to consider, we have to examine the neder on its face, whether it was properly formulated or not properly formulated. That's the shita of the Ram. Now, the question is, why does the Ramban say that neder v'loshishvui is chal mitam yodeitz? So it's not reasonable to assume that the Ramban shita is that the definition of yodis does not consist in an incomplete formulation, but any formulation, incomplete formulation, or an improper formulation, as long as it is possible to formulate it properly. So we apply the aloche of yodis. But if the neder is taken in an affirmative way, so then it's impossible. How can you formulate the neder so that it should be valid? Impossible. I mean, if you are the greatest expert in verbalizing, it's impossible to formulate a neder bikum vasei that it should be chal. Because the neder is bikum vasei. But where the neder is mishem al tainse, so then so it is possible to formulate it properly. So mele, even though you formulated it improperly, so it's chal. If that is so, if that is the Ramban Shite, then all Dovashim Bimamish, let's say, Kinim Shinola, so it's a Mishnah Mefereshes, it's not Chal, because since it's a Nisach Hefzeh, so it has to be something tangible. I mean, let's say Kiker, I mean something tangible, that the Nisach Hefzeh should Chal. But if he says, Ayasa sleeping, act of sleeping or state of sleeping, is an intangible thing. I mean, he couldn't say that the sleeping Hashem Isa should be chal on the hefzeh of sleeping. It's an intangible thing. But if he says kinei meinai lishino, so it is chal. Kinei lishino. So memele, why does the Gemara say that kinei shino lai is also in the case where he formulates it in a special way, kinei meinai lishino? So it is chal. So even if he says kinei shino lai, let us reformulate the neder in such a way that it should be valid. So we see from there that we don't apply the concept of yodis to a case where there was an improper formulation. We only apply the concept of yodis to a case where there is an incomplete formulation. So then the question arises, so why does Ramban say that if he says neder shaloichel kikya, shaloichel kikya zeh, that it is chalmes at yodis. So we have to say that according to Ramban, there it's also, we also consider it as an incomplete statement. Suppose he would say, neder shaloichel kikar zeh she'osah, then it certainly would be chal. So in other words, we just have to add one word that in order that it should be a proper and complete formulation. So in the melee, we, according to Ramban, we apply the concept of yodis. So then you ask, so in the case of where he says, kinim shino alai, also he can, kinim shino alai, she'inai yasurim b'sheino, she'inai yasurim b'sheino. So the answer is, over there it's not a question of completing a statement. There it's a question of making a new statement. It's not shaylach yodis. Because once you say, if you complete it that way, he said, Kenim Shinola. And then you complete it by adding the words, She'inai Yasuri, Olai Bishaino. So then, the Kenim Shinola becomes completely superfluous. So it's reformulating, it's not completing the formulation. It's reformulating. That we cannot do. But when he says, When he says, neder shaloichel kikya zeh, so you could complete it, shehu kiko. So then, if you do add the word shehu kiko, so then the other word that it did spell out are not superfluous. So the mele, because of that, the Ramban shita is that neder loshen shvuye, so it's chal mitam yodis. Now, so here we have two yesoids. If one yesoid is mudal muchosh aneichelof, but mudal muchosh aneichelof is not halim mitam yodis because it's neder loshen shvuye if he says aneichelof. That's, but then according to Ramban shita we can negate it. We can accept the yesoid mudal muchosh aneichelof. So it's neder loshen shvuye, but according to Ramban, neder loshen shvuye is also chal. Okay, now, so Yodeis, the definition of Yodeis is an incomplete statement. What's Kinuim? Kinuim, will the literal meaning of Kinuim means a nickname. In other words, instead of Kenem, I mean, so he'll say Kenech, Noz, instead of Nozim, he'll say Nozik, Paziach. It's a nickname. It's really a jargon. A jargon of the original Losh Nakedish, of the pure Losh Nakedish. So, now there is a machleke between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, whether Kinuyin is Losh Nochri, what it means Losh Nochri. In other words, the Goyim were written out to Israel in ancient times, so they made the jargon of the Hebrew words. But originally it's Hebrew words. Or Rish Lakish says, Loshin Shem Godlem Chachomim. In other words, that the Chachomim coined certain terms, so that a person would be able to use, to employ these terms in taking Yishui and taking another. So, there are two Lishimis in Gemara. Of course, it goes without saying that it's Hasura Bechsa. Something is missing. What is missing? The Yodish Nidorim Kindorim is missing. But what should be mentioned first in me? What is mentioned first? What's the order of the Mishnah? So according to the first Lashon Gemara, the order of the Mishnah is as follows. Kol Kinuyim Nidorim Kindorim. V'yodis nidorim, u'chom u'chom mishmuz, mishmuz, it's in his gazeres. V'yodis nidorim kinorim, ho'im l'chaveirim, u'danim, u'chom, u'frasim, u'chom. So according to the first Lashon Gemara, according to everybody, Kinuyim is mentioned first, and then Yodis nidorim is mentioned. So then the question arises, if Kinuyim nidorim is mentioned first, and then Yodis nidorim is mentioned. How is it that the Mishnah proceeds to explain the item that is mentioned second? Kol kinuyim nidorim kindorim, v'yodis nidorim kindorim. And then, Oim l'chaveirim. Oim l'chaveirim is explanatory of yodis nidorim. Why doesn't it mention an example of kinuyim nidorim? So the Gemara says, so according to the first question of the Gemara, so the reason is why the Mishnah explains, gives an explanation of the second item first, not of the first item first, is because the derech of the Mishnah is, sometimes he discusses, and whenever a Mishnah mentions a number of items, gives it a list. Whenever the Mishnah gives us a list of items, so there is no rule. There is no, it's discretionary with the Tana of the Mishnah. Sometimes the Tana of the Mishnah, whenever he mentions a list of items, so sometimes he explains the first item first, and sometimes he explains the last item first. So in this Mishnah, the first item that is mentioned is Kinuyim, the second item that is mentioned is Yodeis, but he explains the last item first. That's the first question. Then the second question says, there is a special reason as to why he explains Yodeis first. There is a special reason as to why he explains Yodeis first. Why? Because Yodeis is deduced from Midrash. So, Mele, the Tana of the Mishnah prefers to explain that thing which is not explicitly mentioned in the Torah, but which is deduced through it Roshe first. So then, the question arises, if there is a special reason. So according to the first question of the Gemara, there is no special reason as to why the Tana of the Mishnah explains Yodeis first. Because it's discretionary with the Tana of the Mishnah. So the Gil said the text is Kol Kinuyim Nidorim Kindorim, V'yodis Nidorim Kindorim, Hoyim L'chaveirim, and it just happens that it explains the second item. According to the second Loshon Gemara, so there is a special reason as to why the Mishnah explains Yodeis first. You're dispersed. Why? Because he's reduced to it, Rosh. It's not spelled out explicitly, but at all. So then the question arises, Monefshah, if a din, something that is deduced rather than spelled out explicitly, is chovin on the tongue, and he likes to explain it first, so let him mention it first too. Let him mention it first too. So why did it say, Kol Kiduya Nidori, Kindori? And Yodis Nidori Kindori, let him say, Kol Yodis Nidori Kindori, Bechol Kiduya Nidori Kindori. So the Gemara says, first he wants to mention that which is Itova Poshut. Kinuyi Nidori, that's Itova Poshut. In mentioning, so it's preferable to mention that which is more obvious first. But in explaining, it's preferable to discuss and explain that which is deduced through Itroshut. So then the Gemara has a kashe. So that is all right, according to Rabbi Yechanan, says that Kinuyim is Loshinoch. So the male of Kinuyim is Itova Poshet Yeisim. Mashayim came according to Resh Lakish, who says that Kinuyim is Loshin Shabbat Lachachomim. Loshin Shabbat Lachachomim. So it's not so Poshet. So it's not so Poshet. So it's not any more Poshet than Yodis. Than Yodis. Even though they're according to the Ram. So even according to Resh Lakish, that Kinuyim is Loshin Shabbat Lachachomim, it's still Midrashim. But it's not in the Poshut, it's not any more obvious than the Din of Yodis, which is reduced to Idroshim. So why does he mention Kinuyim first and then Yodis? Let him mention Yodis first. So the Gemara says, in other words, according to the second Loshin, the Gemara says, I'll leave it to Resh Lakish. So Yodis is mentioned first, so we have to read in the Mishneh, Kol Yodis Nidorim Kindorim, Bechol Kinuyim Nidorim Kindorim. That's only according to Resh Lakish, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, even according to the second Loshin, Kinuyim Nidorim is mentioned first. But according to the first Loshin, so Bein Alibin, the Rabbi Yechanan, Bein Alibin of Resh Lakish, Kinuyim Nidorim is mentioned first. Because of that, you see, because that this is Yom Tev, it's very strange here, and Rabbi Kmeya points out, the inaccuracy in the decision. Alright. So, Kol Kinuyim Nidorim Kindorim. Now let's see the Ram. Kol Kinuyim Nidorim Neder Hu Be'echot Mishnei Yon. Im Nidre Hegdek Shehu Magdish Lebedek Abayit Oil Mizbeach Uvi'in Yenzein Yoch Lahanish Ramash Yolei Ve'isuri Kelel Kovoto Oil Nidre Yisya Shehosa Latvi Dvorma Mutori Uvi'in Yenzein Yoch Leser Afin Lichs Havir Ogo Ve'in Isuri Shalom. So he says there are two categories of Nidorim. There is Nidre Hekdesh and there is Nidre Yisim. Now Nidre Hekdesh, now the Ram does not elaborate on Nidre Hekdesh, because after all it's not our concern here, Nidre Hekdesh. Our concern here is Nidre Yisim. But Nidre Hekdesh itself, there are two classes of Nidre Hekdesh. There is a Nidre Hekdesh of Arayolai. If he says Arayolai, so he still has to be Magdish in the Eimo as an Eil. And then there is a Nidre Hekdesh of Arizut. Now, but in the category of Nidre Hekdesh is also included Nidre Tzloki. Tzloki and Hekdesh, they say the same halacha, as far as Nidorim is concerned. So, and in Tzloki too, there is Arayolai and there is Arizut. I can say Arayolai Selon Tzloki. If I say Arayolai Selon Tzloki, I can give any cell. But if I say Harizu, Harisela Zer is okay, so then I have to give that seller to Tzloki. So there are two categories of Nidorim. There is one category of Nidorim of Nidre Hekdesh. And Nidre Hekdesh includes Nidre Tzloki too. Then there is a Shinas Rishani that every Neder Mitzvah comes within the category of Nidre Hekdesh. Even though Neder is only Chal Mishevat Aisen, that's in Rishus, but in Mitzvah, Neder is Chal Mikum Vesey, not on the score of Nidre Yisya, but on the score of Nidre Hekdesh. So every Mitzvah, in other words, if a person will take a Neder to do a Mitzvah, so then it's Chal Midrash. But many Rishonim are chilek on Deni. And they hold, the Ram is also chilek on Deni. And in other words, there is that Nidre Mitz does not come within the category of Nidre Hekdesh. Only Tzedakah comes, Bifichos Tzedakah, comes within the category of Nidre Hekdesh. Not Nidre Mitz. Alright. Then there is another category of Nidre. So he says, Oy Nidre Yisr, Shoros Arats Mikvor Mamutori, Uvim Yenzeh Yochel Eser, Adin Yitzich Haberi Olof, V'nisuri Shavulakei. So as far as Nidre Hekdesh is concerned, he can only be Makdish his own. He cannot be Makdish somebody else's, naturally. But as far as Nidre Yitzchak is concerned, so he can answer his chayfetz upon others, and he can answer somebody else's chayfetz upon himself. Rubin can say, Kik nichosa yasumin olecho shimen, and he can say to Shimen, nichosecho asumin olecho. But he couldn't say, Nichosecho asumin olecho. Or he couldn't say to Shimon, Rubin couldn't say to Shimon, Nichosecho asumin olecho, because he has no authority. So he can only answer his own Nichosim on somebody else, or on himself, or he can even answer somebody else's Nichosim upon himself. ששונו כאן חומים כחומים היינו משום שלוש לחירם כשם שהוא כאילו חומי ברק הבייס כך הוא כאילו מדריס כתנן לכמה כתנן לכמה הרי לא הולך לחירם עמוד הרוס הרי אותה לי חירם עמד הרוס משמעית עבד איתו נחום עם אוכל, ילחום עם בלק הפייס ושייך לפי מסכת ובסדר לפסיד הקודש. Now, so he says, now here the Mishnah says, הוא חום עם כחום. So what does the Mishnah mean when he says, הוא חום עם כחום? Now there is a parashi of Kesai, of חום עם הקדשת. Actually, there are two kinds of חום. There is a חום עם לכהנים, there is חום עם לבלק הפייס. So, if now he is machvin with Berek HaBayit, so then it's Hekdesh. Like any other Hekdesh. And there is Pidyon. Like any other Hekdesh. If he is machvin with Kehani, so then there is no Pidyon. So then there is no Pidyon. And it belongs to the Kehani. Which Kehani? The Kehani of that Mishnah. The Kehani who are in that Mishnah on the day when he made an end. There is a machlekes. There's machlekes neirach stam chomim. If one says nichosai cheren, is stam to stam mean lebelik abayi? So it means again machlekes gimon. Now the question is, when the Mishnah says here chomim kechomim, does the Mishnah mean chomim hekdeshes, or the Mishnah means nidreis? Because that any expression that has the connotation of Hekdesh can be used in Nidre Yisr. When I say Kikar Zeh Oser Alayki Kol, so then it's Nidre Yisr, because his mouth is in Kol. So Mele, he could ask him when he says Nichosai Cheren, so it could be by way of Nidre Yisr, and he just matvis in Chomi Hekdesh. So when the Mishnah says Chomi Chomi, does the Mishnah have reference to Nidre Yisr, where he was matvis, where he answered his nechosim, that it should be like chomei hekdeshes? Or the Mishnah means chomei hekdeshes itself? Now let's see what the Rosh says. Uchomim, חירם אודום שהחרים נחוסם. אוי מקצוסם. ואימר הרי זה נוסחה חרס אין חיר. ותרי גב לחום נינו. חומי גוביע וחומי כהני. חומי גוביע לבדק הבית ומי על נברי. ויש להם תהיה ואי כן יד הידש. חומי כהני מאין להם תהיה. אלא ניתנו לי כהני. ועד שלא יבואו לפי כהני מי על נברי. ומשבואו להתקין הרי כחום וכל נברי. ופליגת הנוי יפה כרחם. מכיוון לא בסתם חום בדק הבית, מכיוון לא בסתם חום בקים. So the Rosh it is that the Chomim is reference to Chomim Rishis. Not to Chomim, not to Midrin Yisea, where he said that where he asked his Nechosim by being matriz them, by being matriz them or by declaring his Nechosim to be like Chomim Hegdeshis. There's the Rosh. Let's see what he said. Uchomim kechomim. Uchomim kechomim. Tell me, the man stam chomim, the kiani, in the Yotzelach, in the Kabbai, in the Sifor, in the Machir, in the Adishem, in the Kibai, in the Chomim, the Kanto, 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 the So you see, discusses another thing, but we see from this thesis that he agrees with the Rosh, that Chomim here doesn't have reference to Nidrei Yisea, but it has reference to Nidrei Yekdesh, where he was Machrim is Nechosim, the Berekabai is the Kerim. Not that the Yazar is Nechosim, it should be Osea, and it should be by being. By becoming like Chomim. So Rosh and Teizves understand Chomim in the sense of Chomim Shomai, not of Yisrael. But from the Ran, it's Mashma that he's Chelik. And he says, Umusechez Zu, he being in Nidrei Yisrael, Shema Shishon Akan Chomim Kechomim, Hayim Kishim Shalosh and Chirem, Kishim Shul Chirem, Kiel Chomim Berika Bayis, Kachu Kiel Nidrei Yisrael. Now we come up. הרי זה הולך לחירם, עמוד הרוסה, הרי עולה. את אולי חירם, עמד הרוסה. ומשמע גבלה, תונה חומי, הוכל, חומי לקבל, שייך לבית זה. זה לא דוד קודשי. So it's much more from the ראש of the Ran, that he is really come the ראש of Pshat in the taste of Pshat. Now, the Ran's Pshat appears difficult, because the Gemara says, right here, כל כנוי נדון כדון. Right up on, the Omid Beis, that base on the base at the beginning. Kol kenu yidon kedon. Ma yish ni gam yidon kedon kedon umikot. U ma yish ni gam yidon kedon 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 kedon. Shunde do kishmo yi kizim kava yidon kedon kedon kedon. How it kedon 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 kedon. Then the Gemara asks, Leis di kenu yishmo yi basun yidon kedon 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 So he says, "V'chivn diton etarati." So it must. I did diton in the door and mitzachef tzolai. Diton in name chomim di mitzachef tzolai. La fukeshuie diko osa nafshim mechet. So what is the pshat? When he says, "I did diton in the door and mitzachef tzolai. Diton in name chomim mitzachef tzolai." So Bishlay, according to the Rosh in Israel, that Chomim means Chomim Eishes. So Chomim is something other than Nidon. It's something other than Nidon. So Gemara has to explain. Why does he mention Chomim right after Nidorim? Let him mention first words. So he says, because Nidorim is Chetzel, and Chomim also possesses the element of Chepze. So Mimele, he mentions Chomim after Shmu, Nidon. So we understand this, why the Gemara has to resort to this explanation. But according to the Ran, that Chomim doesn't mean Chomim Shomayim. It doesn't mean Chomim Shomayim, it means Mamish Nidrei Yisea. So why does the Gemara have to? Why does the Gemara have to resort to all that? He said, so you either did it on it. So more as please the Kim Shwiz was a story. What kind of a cash is Kim Shwiz was a story? So it says, I did it on it, it only means a heptal life. There is no cash because after all, Chomim that's the story. So the Mele, it should be mentioned, it's in Dori Manish. So it would be all right if the Mishnah didn't even mention Chomim. All right, but the Mishnah mentions Chomim. But it's another word for Nidorim. So why should he mention Shmuel after Nidorim and then mention Chomim? When Chomim, That's the identical thing of the dove. And why does the Gemara have to say? It's not that they are becoming a common characteristic. It's high and high. All right. It's not such a strong kasha. It's not such a strong kasha. You could explain the Gemara. You could explain the Gemara. This is what the Gemara says. V'leisne kiddush vuyis basanidori. And why does it have to mention chomim altogether? So the Gemara says, I didn't tell him going with a heftal high. So Tolinamechomim, that is another formulation of Nidor. Another formulation of Nidor. You could explain it. However, the Minska Godel, in the Godel Mishnayis, he raises that question underhand. וזה לשני שמה ששונה כאן חומי היינו משום שרושן חירה כשם שהוא קיר חומי בדקה בעיס כך הוא קיר לריציה ומשום אגב נתון לחומי מוכן עד כאן לשני בחירה תמוע ואם כן היינו דורם ממש ומר לי נידה בקום ומר לי נידה בחירה ידעו לי לדורם אם ואם כן לא מולי למיס לחומי מוהיינו בכל כנו ילידורי ואיתו מוע בעיס הדיבה הגמורה דיפורך לאיס נשבוי זה בסדה דורם וכמה ראינו תולי דורים דמצחף צה תולי נחומים והדבורים עשמי דוחומים היינו דורים ממש וטריק אבו נדורים תולי ואם כן למה היא צורך לעידה פשיטה דחומים צורך למסנה קדם דיינו נדע ממש so he gives an altogether different shot I mean it's not such a strong kashe but the shot that he mentions in the Ran is interesting he says that the Ran also agrees with Rosh and Tesis that when the Mishnah says Chomim Kechomim, the Mishnah really is reference. The Mishnah really is reference to Chomim Shomayim. But the Ram says Shalosh Echirem Kishim Shum Keil Chomim Ben Kabayis Kach Ukeil Nileiseh. So the Ram means this. The question arises why all of a sudden does he object here about Chomim Shomayim? Ma'ish b'tei zel ha'sinai. I mean, he is not discussing. That has its place in Erech, where he discusses Chomi Shomai. Chomi Kabayis, Chomi Kehani. But here, who is concerned now with Chomi Shomai? So he says, the reason is why the Mishnah mentions here, A.D., in respect to Chomi Shomai, even though this Mishnah deals with Nidreisa, because the term Chomim can be used in Nidreisa too. So, Mimele. So, and since just as Kinuye Chomim is Kichomi in the case where he formulates the Chomi Shamayim, so Kinuye Chomim is Kichomim in the case where he formulates Nidreisa also. In terms of Chomi Shamayim. Oh, in terms of Chom Shemayim. So, Mimele, that's the reason as to why the Mishnah mentions it. So he says, Al Korach Nire, Dein Kavon Esara, Dichomim Dimas Nisna, Nechomi Yisya, Yisya Ham Bechol Nidori, Vim Tzorech, Vim Tzirech, Vim Bobe Bat Nafshim, Rak, Dichomim Dimas Nisna, Nechomi Belik Abayis, Rak, Diloi Haveton El Oroche, Dein Kavon Kemei, Rak, Mishum, die kename khom is ja die hu ge khom dorin die keme kan ge khom da mish mo hoch to ne name ge khom da hat ge khom ber ge bali so ke ge ge kam ne sa it's a very good point and you see the Ram doesn't say the Ram should say she ma she sho mi se ha zu I bi ni bi ge mit ri sa she ma she sho kan khom ke khom im hay lo I khom ber ge bali Elonidreisa. He doesn't say Elonidreisa. What he says, Shemashi shonokam chomim kichomim, harim shum shalosh chirem, kishem shur kenil chom nikabadis, tachu kenil reisa. Kital kam minu achal chirem din rosa, harim chirem rad rosa, shum haigam neto nechomim och. Not that chomim hiya means nidreisa. Chomim hiya means chomim shomayim. But why does it mention Because the same term of Chomi that is used by someone who is machrim ha-shamayim can be used by someone who wants to ask the chosim. Chosim, so mimeire, it has relevance in Miseches Nidor too, this thing. So that's why I mentioned it. So, but chomim k'chomim really has relevance to chomim shomim. Alright. Now, when he says, we need to really say, he beheld Mishlei Shadroch, Iker Hanedea, Viki New York, Viotis. So there are three things. Iker Hanedea. What's Iker Hanedea? Iker Hanedea, who she named the Vazeros, who went she eat this in the Varachia, went she lo eat this, Zeu Ned Homer. So the Ram Shite here in the Orin is contrary to his own Shite in the Ishwitz. I don't know what was written first. I suppose the Ram wrote on the Dorin first, and then the Ram on the Rim Ishwitz. But the Ram Shite here is contrary to the Shite Ishwitz. Here is Shite is that both are Kikanede. Osorolai, Kikaze Osorolai is Kikanede. And Kikaze Kikor is also Ikan. So there are two alochas of Nidor. There is one alocha of Nidor. There is one alocha of Nidor where he just says, where he asks the Hefze. He says, Kikaze Osarala. And there is another alocha of Nidori where his matvis in Hegdesh. If his matvis be Hegdesh, so then there is. There is a chiluf kei kedusha. There is a transfer. The idea that there is a chiluf kedusha, it's not that it's not that hatvosi is just a video of speech, because when he says kikarze also like kolm, so in effect he says that this kikar is also after all kolm is also and kolm is not odo. So mainly when he says kikarze kikolm. So in effect, he says that it should be also. No, it's not that. There is a chilum kedushi when matters the rayin, because the Gemara says that from dalet nivonim that yesh miyile bikinomis, yesh miyile bikinomis. In other words, if somebody says ki kaze, ki kol, and then. He eats it, so it's chayav kol mil. Now, mil, that's a halacha in Hegdesh. So if we say that atvose, the effect of atvose is that there should be a chilul kedusha, so you understand? Because in respect to mil, it has the same din as Hegdesh, if he was matvis the kikya. In Hegdesh, so then there is a chilul kedusha. There is a chiluk kedusha. I'm the king. There is a chiluk kedusha. I'm the king. Of course, the kedusha from the Hekdesh is not bought. It's not pity. But there is a chiluk. There is a chiluk kedusha. But if we say just a video of speech, that when he says kikaze ki kol, kikaze ki Hekdesh, so maybe in effect. He says it should be also, maybe the Tavis should be Chayef Kom Mile. The Rambam Shite appears to be like a Shite Saran here, that there are two alochas of Nidorim. There is a alocha of Nidorim where he is not Matvis Behegdesh, he just says, Kikar Zeh Oser Olai, and then there is no Mile, according to the Rambam, and then there is another alocha of Nidorim. Where is Matvis Behegdesh, and then there is a Chilul Kedusha, then there is Mil. The Rambam Shite is that each Mila Mikinomis is only Shaya. When is the Mila Mikinomis? Only when the Neder was taken to Hatvosin Hegdish. But if the Neder was not taken to Hatvosin Hegdish, then there is no Mila. Even though it was taken to Hatvosin, but not Hatvosin Hegdish. Let's say, Ruvein, Asa the Kiki. So first he said, Kiki Azeh Osaka. Then, this Kiki. Then Shimon said, and another people, so it also becomes Osa. That's also Atvose. But this is not Atvose in Hekdesh, it's Atvose in the Kikia that was lesser by saying Kikaze Osa. So there is no Mila. But if someone says Kikaze Kob, so then there is Mila. So the Rambam Shita is like that. The Ranish says that Iker HaNeder is only Atvase. And what? He's made it if someone says Kikaze Osevala. So it's Osea because of this. Because we are Gemi Advor and we complete a statement. And we say, even though he just said Kikaze Osevala, we complete a statement that Kikaze Osevala Kikom. Kikaze Osevala Kikom. Alright, according to the Ran, we have to say, the Ran is Jewish, we have to say that this halacha of Yishmael economics would apply to all Nidor, not only to a Neder of Atvase, because every Neder has to Atvase, because every Neder is half Atvase. So Yishmael economics would apply to all Nidor, but according to the Ran here, Yishmael economics would apply only to a Neder of Atvase. So there is a Chiluk Yushi, but it wouldn't apply to a Neder of us. Alright. Now, the Giduyo, who came Korban, Kainer, the whole show. So, not only Kainer and Kainer is a Kino, even Kainer is a Kino. The whole show, Kainer, are you also a Kino, Oma Korban, or a Kikas? Why did it not? Kok Kino, you need to go, Kino. Why did you please give me a question? More, the Vishloki, would apply only to a Neder of Atvase. So there is a Chiluk Yushi, but it wouldn't apply to a Neder of Atvase. Alright. Now, the Giduyo, who came Korban, Yena, Kainer, Kainis, the whole show. So not only Kainer and Kainis is a Kino, even Kainim is a Kino. The whole show of Aki, Ariose, Akilo, Oma, Korban, Oma, Kikas.
certain concepts
In other words, we say the table, we call this a table. Why? Because the American people, I mean the Anglo-Saxon people, decided to designate this kind of an object by the term table. So now, does it make any difference whether the consent was given by millions of people or the consent was given by hundreds of people? What difference does it make? Now let's say there is a language today, it's already a forgotten language. But when I was a young boy, it was mentioned that there are about 100 people who speak that language, Esperanto. Dr. Esperanto, he was a Jew, and he coined the language. It was taken, it was really borrowed from English, French, Spanish, Italian, and it's a hodgepodge of all these languages, and his dream was that would someday become the international language. And Americans and Europeans and the Asiatics and the Africans, Australians, they would all speak Esperanto. Well, he made a mistake. So he died, I think, about 3 years ago. He was in the high 90s, Dr. Esperanto. So it's also a language. I don't know whether it's a language today. Today, I don't think there is one person who knows it. But let's say 30 years ago, so when there were not 100 people who spoke that, so it was a language. So this is what he says. So even according to Mandoma, that Kinui, Kenem, Kenech, Kenes, Nozik, Pasiach, and so on, is Losh Shibod HaChomim, it's still Midraisa. Why is it an inferior level than Spanish? All right, so Spanish is spoken by millions of people. And this is spoken only by the Torah, who know these words. But it's still a language, so it's Midraisa. Now, that seems to be a very sound spot, but not all the Shanim agree with it. Teisves has one notion that it's only Midrabon. Teisves has one notion that it's only Midrabon. Now, why is Teisves Chilek? Does it mean that Teisves holds that in order that it should be a language, so it must be spoken by billions of people? I mean, so the question is, what's the number? I mean, it's not Mistaba. It's not Mistaba. I mean that the number of people using the language is important. So I think that the Isvis also agrees with the Rambam's premise that when if there is a consent of members of a certain group to use certain words to designate certain objects, certain concepts, so it is. It is a language. It doesn't make any difference whether it's millions of people speaking that language, or 100 people, or even 50 people, or 10 people. What difference does it make? But the reason is why Tesis in one Lashon, in another Lashon Tesis says like the Rambam. But the reason is why Tesis in one Lashon says that according to the Chofish, so Midraisa is not even Chal. If someone would say, Harini Nozik, Harini Pasiach, Harini Pasiach, so Midraisa, it's not Chal, and he will not bring Korban Nezires after the count. It's because here it's a little different. Because Kinui Loshin, according to Mandoma, Kinui Loshin Shibod HaChomim, so that means, the Gemara says, why were the Chachomim misaki these? Why did they coin these expressions? In order to prevent Yitzvah Shem Shemayim Lepatol. Because the self Yitzvah Shem Shemayim Lepatol is very common. So, in other words, because sometimes he'll take a shvui and he'll say Lanishem, and he will not mention the Shvuyah, so he made the Shem Shemayim Lepatol. So because of that, they were misaki kidu. They were misaki kidu. So according to the Shlokik, the Chachomim themselves were misaki these words, like Kenech, Kene, kene, kenech, kenes, nozik, paziach. They were misake, that these words should be used whenever a person wants to take an edit. So only in a certain context it is used. Even the people who use these words, they do not use these words whenever they want to mention the word nozia. Let's say, suppose Shimon is a nozia, and Ruvei wants to tell somebody that Shimon is a nozia. Just wants to tell his story. He will not say Shimon who nozik. He'll say Shimon who nozik. When will he use the term nozik if it is going to be used in the context of Kabbalah's Nezires? If Ruvein will be interested in taking an Adam Nezires, so instead of saying Arini Nozir, he'll say Arini Nozik. So if he's interested in taking Yishvuye, so instead of saying Shvuo Sholichu Kikazeh, he'll say Shvuso Sholichu Kikazeh. So even those who use these words, they'll only use the words in a specific context. Whenever the person is mikabel upon himself, Yishvuye, Neder, Nizires, whatever it is, but except for this context, they will not use the word nozik as equivalent of nozik. Shmuse as equivalent of shmuse. So mainly it's not. But in Achnam, Tezes, in the Loshin Tezes, that says that according to Rishlokis, that Kiduyim is Loshin Shibodu Achachomim, Achomim Kachomim. So it's only min Rabbonon. If these words would be used all the time by a certain group of people, it doesn't make any difference whether it's an English like the English language, whether it's a language like the English language that is spoken by millions and millions of people, or it's a language like Esperanto that is spoken by 100 people. But here, even the people who use these words of Nozik Paziach, of Shmuso, of Kenem, they only use it in a certain context whenever they want to be Mikabel and Neda, a Shmue, Ziris, and so on. Not in any other case, but in any other case when they want to say Nozir, they say Nozir. They will not never say Nozik. Some Mimele, according to one Losh. So according to Ram, even though it is used, it is limited to a certain context only, it's still considered a language, but midraisa, and according to one Loshin Tezves, then he says, v'chanamim hashva v'lishnozim, v'china maslis, posav v'kiduim, for ishodeis, shane, tane ki posav v'kakor, v'odom for ishodeis, v'asma mitvosh, ha'omed v'kula ha'omed,
Kasha was, why doesn't Mishnah have to mention Kinuim?
Nidon Kindor, let him say, Bicholi Sheinis. The answer is, that goes without saying, Kavina, Meichatei say, that Nidorim should require after Rosh Hashanah. So why does he have to tell us that Kinuri? So he said this, in respect to other languages, let's say English, French, Spanish. So of course, Heidedea is affected when it's taken Bishol Losh. But Kinuin, Losh Nochim, what does it mean Losh Nochim? It's a jargon of Losh Nakidish. Because the Goyim, who lived in the Eretz Yisrael in ancient times, so they use these terms. It's a jargon. So I could say, a jargon of a language, so does not have a din of Losh. So Kamash Malon, that the jargon of a language also has a din of Losh. Right, I mean. Now, Eloi Kinui, not then the Ram says, Yod is the Torah, who she masked the mixers, the Borish letter, Eloi Shini Gamer is, the Eitzi mixers are Dibu, Havik, Lineda, Kolash, Lemus, Adi, Yod, Maher, Hesli, Bibai, Is Yachelon, and Talkly Kulim, Shuach, Hal, Little Ham for Yod. Then you will have the Rambam, the Haskir, Shemaya.
Kriyashma in Losh Nakedesh applies to Kriyashma
Bishomish, the Raibid is fake. According to the Raibid, when is there Aloch? When is there Aloch of being mitagdei if he recites Kriya Shema Veloshna Kedesh? But if he recites Kriya Shema, not Veloshna Kedesh, Bishomish, it doesn't matter. Even the Chatchile is not Mechuyev to pronounce the words correctly. Because of a raif, ein ze mikulo adas, lifi shekol al shein is, peyushin, umi dagdik acha peyushin. In other words, loshin kibesh is not the word hakibesh. I mean, the Torah was given all loshin hakibesh. So there is atzmius. There is atzmius. So there is significance in that word when it's pronounced one way. Rather than the same word pronounced a different way. Because it's B'loch HaKedesh. The Torah is B'loch HaKedesh. But Shol Lishenes, I mean, all Lishenes originate in the consent of people. So it's arbitrary. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? Whether it is he pronounces the words correctly or he doesn't pronounce the words correctly. If someone, you know, has a heavy accent and he doesn't pronounce the English words correctly, it's still English. I mean, there is no atzmius, there is no essential significance in the word pronounced correctly as against the word pronounced incorrectly. This is the Raibetz. This is the Raibetz. Now, I think there is some shaykhs of this Raibetz. I mean, this Raibetz and what the Ran says here. What does the Ran say here? The Ran says that the Mishnah, it's not necessary for the Mishnah to tell us that Neder is valid in Cholosh. Naturally, it's valid for Loshen. There is no halacha of Loshen Kedesh. So it goes without saying. But one could argue that Bishol Loshen, it is of course, then of course it's valid. But Loshen Nochrim, so that is Yagon. So it's a Loshen Mishubesh. Not because the Goyim who live in the Eretz Yisrael couldn't pronounce the Hebrew words correctly. Some Emele, they pronounce them incorrectly. So it's like the Lomja, you know, the Lomja, those who came from Lomja, they cannot pronounce a Shin. They cannot pronounce a Shin. So every Shin they can, but they don't do it when it has to be done. So a Lomja, so a Shin he pronounces like a Sin, like a Samach. And the Samach, he pronounces like a she. I mean, that's it. So, there is an adage that the Lomja once said that in all of Sirah Siri, so you only find the Shin in one posik, in the Shushoshi Berich Befare. But except for that, you don't find the Shin. You only find the Sin. They can't. So in other words, so this is Loshin Shepod L'Chachomim. They couldn't somehow. Just as an American, if just an American cannot pronounce a ches or a ho, I mean, one has to be a genius in order to pronounce, to say Chaim Weizmann. Sometimes you hear those, you know, the commentators on the radio. So it's now they already got used to it, Menachem Begin. But at the beginning, it was very difficult for them. They couldn't say Menachem. It's very difficult. So the Goyim who lived in the Eretz Yisrael, so they were mishabish certain words. So even though it goes without saying that a Loshen, any other language, is a Loshen, but we could argue that a Loshen is Yagol, a Shibush is not a Loshen. A Shibush is not a Loshen. So, is now we see that the Raivet holds that if one recites Kriya Shema in English, so he does not have to be midagdik b'lashon, even if he doesn't pronounce the th properly, it's still alright. L'chatchil. Why? Because kol alishen is peyushen, umi yidagdik acha peyushen. Because in all other languages there is no atzmius, so it's arbitrary. So it doesn't make any difference. Why do you say that if it's someone doesn't pronounce the TH properly, if he pronounces it as a T, not as a TH, so it's incorrect? Why is it incorrect? It's incorrect from the point of view of the usage of most people. Alright, so who says that in order to be considered a language, it must conform to the usage of most people? So as long as it conforms to the usage of a certain group, so it's also a language. That's in respect to Shorsh, the Rabbit says. Masha'im kinu shekile, so the Gemara says, shekiro sochtam, why shouldn't we say, what difference does it make? So we see, why? Because Rosh Kedesh is Atzmius. And if it's it's not arbitrary. So Mimele, if it's Mishubesh, so it's not Kriyosachtam. So Mimele, it's a big Chidesh. Mishnah tells us a big Chidesh. Because we could say that inasmuch as these Lishenes, like Nozik, Nozik, Maziach, or Kenem, Kenach, Kenes, Shmuse, Shmuke, are Shibushim, it's a jargon of Loshna Kiddush words. So Mimele it should not become, and Loshna Kiddush itself is Atzmius. So Mimele it shouldn't be considered as a Loshin. So Komashmolon that it is considered as a Loshin. Alright, I mean this is the pshat. Alright, that will be enough for today. Now, I just would like to point out that you have to be here at 9:30. Today, I wasn't able to start at 9:30, but my intention is every day to start the shul at 9:30. And everyone has to be here at 9:30. Now, in respect to those boys who are here this year, the first year, or even those who are here the second year, not the third year, so they are mechuyev to take all the prinis. I mean, in this misachte, and in order that no one should fall behind it of the new boys in this year, so I am going every Friday, so from 11 to 12, because the Chum Shir, I'll be through in the Chum Shir at 11 o'clock on Friday. So from 11 to 12, so I'll give a prinit to the new boys in the Gemara that we learned in the Shulim that we learned this week. In my office, I mean, not in the presence of the other. The run, the first run, on Kolken Yilidor. Now let's, before we proceed with the run on Shuis Kishuis, which discusses the union of Shem Kishue, so let's go over the Teisves, Kolken Yilidor and Kildor, because Teisves Shite is altogether different than the Ran Shite. Now, the Ran, as the Kashe, why, according to Mandoma, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Kinuim is Loshin Ochrim, so why does the Mishnah say Kinuim? Let the Mishnah say, Haneda b'chol Loshin, Nidre Neder. So he says, no, that Neder or Shmue or Nizires, any Afloi, can take place in any language. That goes without saying. The Tanit does not even have to spell it out. But the Chiddush is that even the Genuin, which is only a jargon and a shibush
of Lashon Kodesh, even that is good. So in other words, so we see that a regular language is more effective than the Genuim. That's the Ram Shita. But we'll see what Teisa Shita is. Teisa Shita is that the Shibush of Lashon Kodesh is more effective than the regular language of the Goy. Now, let's see the thesis. Kol kinu yiridorim kindorim uchomim kuchomim. Kinu zehu sheim shofet. On nusra acheres tofet. Kinamrin, in other words, kinu means a nickname. It doesn't make any difference whether I give a shofet. Shofet means not the real name. So an imperfect name. When tofet means not the ikar name. Kinamrin amchame sheim lechaveri. Hochename kinu yiridorim. The Iker Haneder who kishematvis achifet vidover hanida kmeidoma hariolai kikar ze kihegdish val kikar acher eimer yehi koze zeu neder kidoma perigim lishuetz achiyote vidover hanida. So now we saw that the Ran Shite here is that there are two types of Iker Haneder. One Iker Haneder is Matfose behegdesh, and another ikaneder is when he just asks it, not matvis behegdesh. The Rami Shvues is chilek, and the Rami Shvues says that there is only one ikaneder, and only when you matvis behegdesh, and when you say yoseh, so it's effective mitam yad because we completed kikol. So from thesis, it's much more like the Rami Shvues, not like the Rami here. So he says, the Iker HaNeder hu kishematvis achivetz bidover hanido gmeido oma hari olai kikar ze kehegdish val kikar acher eimer yehei koze zehu neder. So in other words, so we have these two shittas. One shita is that there are two Iker HaNeders, two categories of nidorim, two types, and one is there is only one Iker HaNeder. That is when his mat is behegdesh. And when he says, kikar ze oser alai, so we completed, a statement. And it's considered as if he said, kikar ze oser alai behegdesh. But essentially, there is only one Iker HaNeder. And that is when his mat is. And that's teisa shite also. Now, kidoma perikimu lishvuyes achiyodeb deva neder. Va'aned lishne kei neder. Right now, I just want to mention, you should go over, I forgot to tell you, but for next time, for Sunday, you should go over the sugye in Shvues, the Machlekes Abaye and Rove, about Atfosi in Shvues. Atfosi in Shvues, Tavchof Omedal, the sugye that begins Davchof Omed Aleph after the first two dots, Tomer Rabbonon Mifte Shvue Yisa Shvue, up to Kioser Avdim Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Davchof Omed Beis. So there, the Gemara mentions a machleke between Abai and Rove, where the mat is b'shvue, is kemeitzi shvue in piv, or dome, v'chayev oila. So there is a basic machleke. According to Teisves and the Reed, and the Ran there, a very long Ran on the Reed, so the Machlekes between Abaye and Rove is only in respect to Matvis Bishmue, but Matvis Bineder is certainly Chayim. And as the Ran says, points out, because the Chaliz Din of Neder is by way of Atvosi. Because what is we see that there is mila b'kenomis. So how is the mila b'kenomis? Mila is only in hegdesh. You couldn't have mila in something other than hegdesh. The answer is when is matvis behegdesh. So there is a hamshochem in a limited sense, and not that it becomes hegdesh, but in a limited sense there is a hamshochem of the gdusha of hegdesh upon the king. In a limited sense. So according to Teisves and the Reev and the Rambam and the Ram, in Shvuas, so the machleket between Abaye and Rove, as to whether Matvis b'Shvuas gemeitzei Shvuas in Pivdome, as Abaye says, and Rove says Matvis b'Shvuas lav gemeitzei Shvuas in Pivdome, that's only in respect to Shvuas. But neither certainly there is a din of Atvos. Certainly a din of Atvos. All right, because there is a special aloha of Atvos. But Rashi is not like that. Rashi b'Shvuas says that according to the to Rove, that matriz b'shvuyeh lav kimeitzi shvuyeh mpiv dome, so the same thing applies to nedarot. Applies to nedarot. Now, the ritvo here on the re, so he says at the very beginning, and he says it at the end of the first perik and in the beginning of the second perik, but he says it also at the very beginning. So he says that there is no hatras by nedarot. Why? So apparently obviously the Ritvo agrees with the Shita of Rashi that the machlikes between Abaye and Rove is whether a matvis b'shvuyis kimeitzei shvuyim pivdome or lav kimeitzei shvuyim pivdome applies not only to shvuy, it applies to nether as well, and since we pass like Rove, so mele there is no atvos. Now the Ritvo says, the first Ritvo, Andri, he said as well. He says, "Kol kinu yinidon kindon, chomim kechom, shvuyes kishvuyes, niziras kinziras. Perish shnei yonim nidon, hoechod nidra ekdeishes. Vehu kol shemikablo lo flos is dovo nidoveya, hein kot shishonayim, hein kot shemelikabayis, vichin anida lizdoko. O yanidir hamikablo lo flos is shum mitzvah. Vizehu shomar akosuf meitzvah sesecho tishmeya. Vosisu kashu nidat l'shem alekecho, nisacha l'shalmi. Vitashinolu before Kamad Rosh Hashanah, because Chigoveya would stop. Vineda Zebishne Pony. Oishayim Ravize, Oishayim Ariolai. So he says that there are two categories on the Dorim. There is Nidre Hegdesh, and Nidre Hegdesh includes Nidre Zdok also, and according to the Ritvo here, it includes every mitzvah. That's a Machlokes Rishonim. But all the Rishonim agree that Zdok is included in Nidre Goveya. In Nidre Goveya. But according to Ritvo, every neder to do a mitzvah is included in Nidre Goveya. And then the second category of Nidorim, that's Nidre Yisa. Vayin abeisu Nidre Yisa, shu eiser latz midvorim amutorim lay, hei midvorim shalei u ishal achirim, she eiser achirim dvorim shalei. Vizehu shekosuv ki yidei neder ladishem, leeser yisar al nafshi. והיינו נראה הקדש, מפורושים מסיר את הקדושים, ודינא נדרייסא מפורושים מסכת זו, ושלישו מן נידורמי, in respect to נדרייסא. So there are three חלוקים, נדע גומו, ויד הנדע, וכינוי הנדע. נדע גומו הוא כל שגי מלושי נדרי, complete formulation of נדע. קומי בלושי מסוכו, והוא שאיסר דובר המותר, כי דובר עושו מחמס נדע או הקדש. כגן שאים והקיקר זה אוסר עליי ואחילה כקורב מוי כהקדש וחיי צדי אי נאמה קיקר זה אוסר עליי כקורב להפוקה רואים מה קיקר זה עליי אוסר כנבילה so if he's matri דובר אוסר so it's not חל של יום הכלום כדיסת מחלתי ובחי גבנה שתאילו יש הנדרי בהקדש לא יחושיב מטפיס בנדע דו יחושיב התפוסר לכשאים הזה עליי כזה אבל כשאים יש הנדרי בפירוש אוי ביודי שהוא כמפורש, אף על פי שתהיו ייסורי בדבר אחר, שהיא כקורבון, איני אלו כמפורש יסנדרי, וייסורי מנפשך אלה, הכי כזה, ולא עם מחמס התפוסוסי של זה וזה מורה. So that what is the Ritvo here is like Rashi, Tavchof, in Shvuas, that the Machlekel between Abaye and Rove has reference not only to Matvis b'Shvuas, but to Matvis b'Neda. And the Din is like Rove, that matriz b'shvuyeh lavki meitzei shvuyeh mpiv dome, so mele matriz b'nedeh, there is no din of matriz b'nedeh either. Not b'nedeh either. So mele, he doesn't even mention atvosi. He says, there is a nikra neder, and there is a kinu, and yad. Alright, so kinu means not regular language, but a loshin shmishubish. And yad means an incomplete statement. But that means that there is no such thing as atvosi. Why isn't there such a thing as atvose? Because we pass like Rove. According to Abaye, there is atvose. But according to Rove, there is no atvose. So then the question arises, so it's a third chip. So far we saw two shittes. One shitte the Ran here, that there are two Ikra Neder, an Ikra Neder of Asserin Gechefetz, not by way of Amshochet from Hegesh. And then another type of Ikra Neder, where his matter is the Hegesh. So then there is a Hamshocher of Hegesh. And then there is the Shita of Teis Vesia. And the Ran Shwes and Riv, that there is only one Ikra Neder, and that is Atrosi. And when it's true that if someone says Kikar Zeh Osar Alai, he doesn't say Kehegdesh, it's also Chal. So it's Chal because of Yodis. Because we complete the statement, and we say that in effect he's saying not just Kikar Zeh Osar Alai, but Kikar Zeh Osar Alai Kiko. Now, so we said that according to the Rani Shvuyes and Teisves, the Halacha of Meile, Mikonomis, applies to every neder, no matter how it was formulated. According to the Ram here, that there are two Ikra Neder, so obviously, Meile could only be if the formulation took place by way of Atvose, so then there is Amshoche. But if the formulation took place not by way of Atvose, he just said Kikar Zeh Osar Alai. So it wasn't Chal by way of Amshoches, Hamshochas Gdushe, from the Hegdesh. So why should there be Mile? Mile is not Shayach in Chum. Mile is only Shayach in Hegdesh. Alright. So it's alright. So then the Rambam says in Ilchas Mile, in Pirkei Avos Ilchas Mile, he says so in so many words, that when is there Mile? Only when he said Kikar Zeh Osar Alai Kiko. But if he said Kikar Zeh Osar Alai, not Kiko, there is no Mile. That's the implication of the Loshna Rambam Ilchas Mile. But the question is against Rashi and Shuez and against the Ritva here. They say that according to Rove there is no atvose in Neder, just as there is no atvose in Shvue. So, no atvose in Shvue. And what is Ikra Neder? The Ritva says, if he says Kikar Zeh Osar Alai, and he should describe how is it Osar, like a Dovra Nodo. So, Kikom Kehegdesh. And that's not atvose. So the question is, why should there be Mile Mikonomis? Why should there be Mile Mikonomis? If Mile Mikonomis could only be a result of the Hamshochas Gdushi. But if there is no Atvose, so there is no Hamshochas. So we have to say, I mean that it's impossible that any Rishon should say that there is no Chaleis Din Hamshochas Gdushi from Hegdesh by Genomis. Because if that is so, there couldn't be any Mile by Genomis. I mean, there is no Mile in Shvue. Why is there Mile in Neder? Because there is a correlationship between Genomis, Nigorim, and Korm, and Hegdesh. So, obviously, it must be on the basis of Hamshochas Dush. But it's a question just of nomenclature. In other words, true, the Ritva says there is no Atvose. There is no Atvose. And Rashi also says that according to Rove, just as there is no Atvose in Shvue, there is no Atvose or in Neder either. But they all must agree that by Neder, the Chaleis Din Neder, there is a Chaleis Din Neder by way of Hamshochas Dushe from Hegdesh. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any Mile B'Kenomis. But the Ritva, what the Ritva and Rashi are saying is that there are two kinds of atvoses. One atvose is atvose in a concrete object. For example, let's say, if I answer a certain kicker, I answer a kicker, and let's say, according to the Ran, I could answer the kicker not by way of atvose. I could say, kicker, ze osar alai. And then, so this is the kicker, and I answered it. And I said Kikar Zeh Osar Alai. Then I say another kikar, or somebody else says another kikar, Kikar Zeh Kozeh. So the atvose is in a concrete object. You have a kikar that is already osar al din neder, and then you are matvis another kikar in a concrete object in this kikar. But then there is another way of being matvis. Not being matvis in a concrete object, brought in the Chalishem. Now, when someone says, when someone, and Rashi Mishwiris also says, what is neder? Is there a neder Roma Batero? If he says, Ki Hegdish. So, Memele, and this is what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, what is Ikan neder? Vehu Sheiser Dobra Muter, Ki Dover also Machmas neder Hegle, Kin Sheimer, Ki Kaze also Alai Bachile, Ki Kom Hegdish. So that's also Atwase. The Ritva doesn't use the Loshna Atwase, but this is not important whether you use the term Atwase or not, but in effect it's also Atwase. But it's not a Hatwase in the concrete object, it's a Hatwase in the Chalishem, the idea of Egdesh. In other words, when he says, Vuhu Shei Seir, Dobo Hamuter, Ki Dobo Oser, Machmas Neder Oy Egdesh, Ki Gin Shei Meir, Kikar ze oser olai ba'achile ki korb mo ike hegdesh. So he's matvis. So I declare, this kikar should become oser and should be nitves in the chalishem of hegdesh. He doesn't have any definite, concrete object of hegdesh. There is no korb lifonov. Let's say Bizman Azeh. There is no hegdesh. There is no concrete hegdesh altogether. So when someone is matvis in hegdesh, so he couldn't be matvis in any concrete object. There is no such thing. But the chalishem of hegdesh is in existence. The chalishem of hegdesh. So this is the ikar neder. When you aser it like hegdesh, what does it mean? You aser it like hegdesh. You are matvis in the chalishem of hegdesh. So in Chanami the Ritva could have said hatvosi. But then he would have to distinguish it from the hatfose in a concrete object. So the Ritva, instead of designating it by the appellation hatfose in chalishem, he says not hatfose. But that's not important whether you call it hatfose or you call it not hatfose. The idea is important. And what the Ritva means is that the ikar neder consists in asering a chayfetz and being matrised in the chalishem of Egdesh, in the idea of Egdesh, not in the concrete object. But when he is matrised in the concrete object, then it's a machlekes between Abaye and Rove. So Shvue and Neder is the same thing. And we pass like Rove, there is no such atrose. There is no such atrose. But even though he says it's not atrose, he means it's not the hatfose that Abai and Rove discuss. Abai and Rove discuss the hatfose in a concrete object. But it is the hatfose. It is the hatfose in the chalishem. And how is it how? Because of the hamshoch hasdushi. From the idea of hegdesh. So when I say, kikaze, oser like a hegdesh, I am matfis in the idea of hegdesh, in the chalishem of hegdesh. So the mele there is Abshach HaDushe. That's why there is mele. All right. Now, the thesis. Ulikamo Mishile in Pirkin Komar, Rishlokish, Loshin Shebodu Chachom. Ulohochet Kino Kinuye, so there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rishlokish, as to whether Kinuye is Loshin Goyim, Loshin Ochim, or Loshin Shebod HaChachom. So, if Loshin Shebod HaChachom, why did the Chachomim have to invent certain expressions, point certain expressions? What's wrong with the original expressions of Neder and Nozir and Shvue? Why did they have to coin new expressions? So, Rochet Kinu Kinuye, the Gemara says, the Lei Mekom Ladishem. Because if there wouldn't be any new expressions, he would, whenever a person would have to make an neder, he would use the original expressions and the expressions ladishem korban yishoko b'fiv. So sometimes he would try to say ladishem korban and he would just say ladishem and he would not say korban. So then he would be Meitzishim Shemayim Vatolo. And the Aveira of Meitzishim Vatolo is very humble. So because of that, Leime kom la di shem, di zimni doma la di shem, loma li kom, umofik shim shemayim la tolo. So because of that, the Chachomim coined new expressions. So instead of kom, kenem, so memele, the expression la di shem, kenem is not geography. Only la di shem kom is geography. So there won't be, so this mikshel of saying La Dishem and not finishing Kom, thus being in Mezi Shemaya Tola, is unlikely. That's the reason. Now, Umov Shei Shemaya Tola, V'Rabi Yechon no Amar, Lo Shenocha, V'Bil Sheino, the Goyim, Ki Sheneid Gneder Emri Mochi, V'Koshe, so it is the same Kashi, as the Ran is, V'Koshe, Remando ma loshinochim, amai no katana lishne, leimi b'chol al-sheni, shem neidri mil-shenu mineder. The same kasha is the Ran. So what's the Ran's teretz? That b'chol al-sheni goes without saying that it's in neder. It doesn't have to be mentioned. It's a double poshut. The chiddush is that even the jargon, the shibush of loshin kedesh, is also. So the shibush, so kinui, which is a shibush of Loshon Kodesh, in jargon of Loshon Kodesh, is less effective, according to the Ran, than a regular language of the Goyim. A regular language of the Goyim, let's say English, French, Spanish, Italian, goes without saying that it can be used for Nidorim and for Shmuyes, Niziras, and so on. But here there is a chiddush. There's the Ran shita. But look what the Ri says. The Ri says just the reverse. Veimri, vadayim yeiki lishenom, So just the reverse of the Ran Shite. He says, no, of course, b'chol al sheines, it's effective. Let's say if somebody will take Kishvui or Neder, or Kabbalas Niziras in English, it is effective. But suppose he doesn't know English, he's a foreigner, he just arrived in this country. And he doesn't understand what neda means. But somebody taught him to say, I'm taking a vow. I'm taking an oath. And he's saying it because he wants to take Yeshua. But he doesn't know which